Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you. It's always our delight to have you join Let's Face the Issues broadcast. As we face the issues each and every day, it is our prayer that you that are tuned in will be edified, inspired, challenged, and encouraged through the broadcast. As we think on the issues each and every day, may I remind us, there's a favorite verse of mine in the Old Testament. It's in Isaiah, the 41st chapter and the 10th verse, where the Bible tells us, "Fear not, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." So let me remind you that God's not asleep. He's not on vacation. God's not dead. He's never even had COVID. And he's still alive, still on the throne, still in control, still sovereign, and still watching over his own. May I remind us today, as we face the issues, we're talking about a question. Should Christians and conservatives just give up? Someone recently said that God's sovereign. Because God's sovereign, we ought not to try to worry about it and do anything. That God's in control, and it's going to go the way God wants it to go anyway, and we just need to sit down. That's just pacifism, ladies and gentlemen. But the question begs to be asked and demands to be answered, because many, perhaps you are listening today, and you've had the philosophy and the attitude, why fight? Why do anything? Shouldn't we just give up and give over and let the system do what they want to do? Ladies and gentlemen, that's never been God's plan for man. You will not find a thread of evidence of that being the philosophy any place in the Old or the New Testament. But let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inert word of God, where there is no error, there are no mistakes. And as you look through the scripture, you find God is absolutely on the throne, and God is not going to allow anything to take place that's beyond his written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inert word and what he would have done. As we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. I call it the truth book. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:31-32. Then Jesus says in John 14:6, "I am truth." I am truth. Jesus is God. God come into flesh. He is the written, revealed word. And in John 17:17, Jesus points out, "Thy word is truth." It is the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we ought to depend on and not depend on the flesh. Scripture is very clear in Proverbs 3:5-6. "Lean not on thine own understanding, but in all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct thy path." Ladies and gentlemen, it ought to be understood and recognized that God's word is our source. No, we're not to give up. Never, 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 never. Should we? But we're going to talk about some things that might cause you to wonder about that statement. When we look at some of the things that we'll talk about today, it seems that it is hopeless for the Christians. But I want us to understand it's not. God is still on the throne, and God still has a plan. And yes, there may be persecution. The scripture is very clear. The Apostle Paul said, all of those that love the Lord Jesus Christ will suffer persecution. And that's not talking about the great persecution that will be found in the tribulation days. But we're going to face the persecution, the prosecution, the tribulation during the days until the rapture of the church takes place. By the way, speaking of the rapture of the church, I'm looking forward to it any day. Nothing in the Word of God, no signs, nothing needs to be fulfilled before the church is suddenly seized, snatched out, raptured out of this whole world. Yes, there'll be those that say the rapture, the word rapture is not in the scripture. That's true. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18 is the classic text on the rapture, and it's the sudden snatching away. It's the Latin term rapturus. It means to suddenly see, snatch, be raptured out, taken out of this whole world. I don't know about you, but I challenge you each and every day to look forward to each day with a new hope. Perhaps today it could happen at any moment. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of the Word of God. It's the truth book, but truth is not something that is being embraced today in society. You can just watch what President Biden is doing, if you want to call him president. He stole the election. Wisconsin is about to decertify the 2020 election. Arizona is going to decertify the 2020 election. And other states are looking to do, follow in their footsteps of doing that. Even with the decertification that's going to, in my opinion, before the end of the year, will take place in several states where they'll literally decertify what had already been certified for the November 2020 election that defeated President Donald J. Trump. They're discovering in each and every state that does the forensic audits, they're discovering that it was a lie, it was a theft of the election. But my position is that you can decertify the election all you want to. It's not going to remove Joe Biden from the office because there's no constitutional fix to remedy the problem once it's been discovered. Now, if you have any other suggestions, ideas, or thoughts, or you find an element of the Constitution that I've not found that gives that leeway, that opportunity, let me know. Love to hear from you. But during the course of this broadcast, we're talking about the fact that truth is not relevant in society today. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're in that category today. We're in that declension today where that is absolutely true. This is the reason I appreciate the former Senator Jim DeMint's statement in relationship to the death of truth, the decline of truth in America. And Jim DeMint said this, former Senator, U.S. Senator DeMint, truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the sole custodian of the Bible. If you want to know why the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of the Bible, of Bible-based Christianity in our nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you disagree with that, but we're living in a majorly secularized society today where the Bible is not relevant, and for the most part, where the mindset is that we can live our lives as we please, where multitudes today, in fact, across America, according to the latest Gallup poll, about 6% of American adults have a Bible-based sense of worth and value, what's called a Christian biblical worldview. Only 4% of the millennials, that is 18 to 35-year-old age group, has a biblical worldview. And as a result of that, we're finding a secularized society where there's a willingness to simply say, as Christians, as conservatives, we need to shut up, sit down, be silent, not be heard or be seen, and we need to simply throw in the towel and give up. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is a pacifist mindset, and I'm adamantly opposed to it. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, to defend the truth even if it means dying for the truth of the Word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe there's coming a day before the rapture of the church that we will all stand in the position that we might have to do that very thing if we want to see America as we know it today survive. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the pro professionals landscape lawn care equipment. They can answer all of your questions about the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Old St. Augustine Road, that address is located at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flagpole, and at the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as we think on the issue today, should Christians and conservatives just give up? Ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply set the stage and put the plates on the table and give you an idea of where we're going and what we're talking about. By the way, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917, should you like to join in, have part of the dialogue and discussion, as some people put it, state, they say we want to put in our 2 cents worth. Love to hear from you. Love to hear your opinion, your position, your theological persuasion, as to whether or not you think I'm on target, on spot on with what's being said, and how we ought to view it. But ladies and gentlemen, today across America, hundreds, perhaps hundreds of thousands, yea, it could even be up into the millions of citizens, are frightened and anxious and fearful that they're not going to be able to buy groceries. They won't be able to put fuel in the tank to drive the car or even pay the rent or the house payment. Why is that so? Why is it so that we have so many people in America today, hundreds of thousands, yea, even millions of people, that are frightened, petrified, anxious, concerned? I've had more than one come to me and say, Pastor, I need to talk. And with tears in their eyes, say, I'm afraid of losing my job. I'm afraid I won't be able to take care of my family. I'm afraid to, I won't have the income that's needed to pay the rent, the house payment, or to buy groceries, or to travel, or to do what's expected in our family. Ladies and gentlemen, that is permeating society today, where there's fear and anxiousness. But the Bible says that God doesn't give us a spirit of fear. We need to have faith. It is not the fear factor, but faith. Believe in God and trust. I know, I understand, I realize exactly what you're saying. It's easy to say have faith when the house is falling down and you're not under the roof where it's falling down. But I am here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, God is pleased when we faith him and trust him, even through the dark, devastating days that we go through in various areas of our lives where it seems as though there's no light at the end of the tunnel. God wants us to faith him, believe him, and trust him. Yet today, ladies and gentlemen, there's the fear and the consternation, the concern, and the anxiousness because of food, clothing, and shelter that we know God holds us responsible to meet the need for our families. But God's ultimately the one that does it, ladies and gentlemen. You go to Matthew chapter 6 and drop down to about verse 19 through about verse 33, and you find that he talks about all of these things, food, clothing, and shelter being our need. Verse 33, it says, but seek ye first. That's protos, prior to number one. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. For those that are listening today, you're about to lose your job because the mandate of the Socialist Marxist Communist Party, operated and headed by Joe Biden in the Oval Office in Washington, D.C. If you're concerned about that and you're frightened and fearful, the scripture says in verse 33 of Matthew 6, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and food, clothing, and shelter shall be added unto you. Now, that's exactly what is stated in the text, in the context of verses 19 through 33 of Matthew 6. But I understand your fear. I understand your consternation. I understand the anxiousness that you're faced with as a result of that. But it's because of the mandate by Joe Biden and his constituents across America that's in places of authority, operating the totalitarian governmental system today and operating on the basis of just fiat. When you go back and look at the separation of America from Great Britain and the 33 charges that were brought against King George III, and you realize exactly what Biden is doing today, most of those same charges can be brought today. So I'm here to tell you that what Biden is doing is illegal, it's unconstitutional, it's lawless, but we're watching a lawlessness take place across America as a result of his fiat mandates that are being given. Many of them are mandates, not even executive orders, ladies and gentlemen, just stated, and it becomes a mandate. But today, the mandate is that every human being in America must have the COVID shot. And now they have just approved, it's just been approved, that they're going to do the COVID vaccination for those that are 5 years old and up. Here's what Ben Carson says. Dr. Ben Carson says, vaccines are a giant experiment on our children. Dr. Ben Carson contends that the Biden administration's move to vaccinate young children for COVID-19 amounts to a giant experiment, arguing there's no sufficient data to determine the long-term risk posed by the shots. Quote, this is Dr. Ben Carson. Do we want to put children at risk when we know the risk of the disease to them is relatively small, but we don't know what the future risks are with the shot? Why would we want to do a thing like that? It makes no sense whatsoever. He made this statement to Maria Bartiromo on Fox News Sunday Morning Features. He goes on, Bartiromo asked Carson, that's Dr. Carson, whether or not young children should receive COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Carson replied, absolutely not. End quote. But ladies and gentlemen, that's the push now. it's not only that every adult's got to take the vaccination, but every child now is going to be expected and forced to take the vaccination. I don't know about you, but as any parent, I would be frightened to death, petrified, to think that I'm going to allow the government to jab a needle in the arm of my child and inject something that is unknown. It's bad enough to think that that's happening now by the millions across America with adults. But, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what is taking place today. And as a result of it, the net is being tightened. COVID vaccination is being pushed to the point where you'll not be able to buy, sell, or trade. We're watching the stage being set for Revelation chapter 13 when the Antichrist steps on the scene. And by the way, the Antichrist will step on the scene immediately after the rapture of the church. As the rapture of the church takes place, as we're removed from this old world, as we, the Christians, are removed from this old world, the Antichrist, the dogmatic totalitarian ruler called the Antichrist, will step on the scene. He will rule and reign with an iron fist. And you'll not be able to buy, sell, or trade unless you have the mark of the beast, as it's called, in Revelation 13, verse 18 in particular. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the precursor to that today. Yes, I believe the stage is being set. I believe the characters, players are being put on the stage, being ready for the rapture of the church. Why do I say that? Because when you analyze the chronology in the scripture and recognize that we're very near, we're at the door, we are very, very close to the rapture of the church taking place. And so therefore, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think that it's a far stretch, say theologically, eschatologically speaking, that we're watching the stage being set by the future Antichrist, for the future Antichrist, that will force everyone to have the mark. It'll be a vaccination. It'll be a mark. The scripture is very, very clear. It'll be a 666. That's man-centered man. It's the epitome of humanism that will be inoculating, if you will, every human being in that era. And in that era, after the church is raptured out, those that are left behind will believe the great delusion, and they will believe the lie. And as a result of that, will follow the Antichrist and gladly line up to get the vaccination, line up to get the mark, so that they can identify with the grand poobah of the world, the Antichrist, that will be seated and ruling from his throne, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think about the vaccination? Have you had the vaccination? Have you had any peripheral side effects after the vaccination? Thousands, hundreds of thousands have died around the world as a result of the vaccination. And yet the pathogen is still real. It's still deadly. It still is killing. But ladies and gentlemen, the number, I believe, will ultimately be surpassed by those that will die in the future as a result of the vaccination and the chemical that's being injected into the body of the ones accepting that. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says self-ownership and the right to reject the pharma state hemlock. Hemlock is poison, if you're not familiar with that. Dated October the 28th, 2021. It matters not that the few Republican governors crusading against vaccination mandates are allegedly facing significantly low approval ratings on their handling of the coronavirus pandemic than their counterparts. What matters is that governors like Texas' Greg Abbott, who flat out banned vaccination requirements, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. By the way, we're going to talk about Ron DeSantis and what he's done and what the Rhino Republicans are doing in Tallahassee in just a moment. But this sets the stage for you to understand where we're going. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Texas Governor Greg Abbott, by vowing to sue the Biden administration for the COVID vaccination mandates. These two governors are unique in upholding natural and inalienable individual rights. The right of self-ownership, bodily determination and domination, the stuff mocked by President Joe Biden wearing a ghoulish grin. The Biden reference is to a recent, highly contrived CNN town hall meeting during which moderator Anderson Cooper, noted that as many as one in three emergency responders in some major cities are refusing to comply with the city vaccine mandates. I'm wondering where you stand on that, inquired Cooper. Should police officers, first responders be mandated to get the vaccine? If not, should they be mandated to stay at home? Let go. Stay at home. Let go. Yes, 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 replied President Biden. Further in the article says, Republicans prattle about religious exemptions, state granted, and natural immunity based on exemption state granted, but they have not the vaguest urge to defend the natural God-given right of self-ownership. Self-ownership. Further in the article, it says, as the West careens toward COVID-centered anti-anthill society, nobody identifies and defends the individual's dominion over his own body and his right to reject the pharma state hemlock prescription for that body. As emphasized, Republicans' case against COVID mandates indirectly capitulates to coercion. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, the pharma, big pharma, lobbyist in the back door and in private offices with the Republicans as well as with the Democrats are putting millions of dollars in the coffers of Republicans and Democratic candidates for them to capitulate and not push for self-ownership so that we'd have the right, as God-given rights, to say no to the COVID jab. This article says, historically, this has certainly been the case. During the October 19th appearance on Tucker Carlson Tonight, civil rights attorney Harmeet Dillon explained the genesis of the current COVID corporate tyranny. Business is allowed to screen out and reject employees based purely on or solely on their COVID vaccine status. The GOP, rest in peace, this article says, has over decades authored and facilitated laws to overcome of outcome of which is currently corporate tyranny. This fact needs to be widely publicized as much as possible. Meantime, we have the ruling class, an example of New Zealand's prime minister, about having created an additional two classes of people in her diabolical democracy, where might makes right, the unvaccinated are become the underclass or the villains, and the vaccinated upper class becomes virtuous, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we see that taking place in America today. And I believe multitudes of you that are listening and beyond the listening audience today, multitudes as Christians, as conservatives, have simply said, I'm going to give up. I'll go ahead. Okay, I'm not going to be pestered. I'll take the vaccination. Okay, I'll not be pestered with it. I don't want to be in the position of being shut out, so I'll do so. But ladies and gentlemen, regardless of what you're doing, regardless of whether you take the vaccination or not, we're watching the implosion of American society. We're watching through the transportation distribution across America, and we'll talk about that further in the broadcast today, of the shortages of food, the shortages of everything that's needed for life and living, and the escalating prices of everything that's needed to live, and even to for the transportation, the gasoline that's necessary, costing more and more. Here is an article that I believe is imperative for us to understand. Question in the article, how can vaccine mandates be legal? Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever wondered if the forced mandate, the forced vaccination mandate, if it is legal, is it constitutional? Answer to both those questions absolutely, unequivocally, 100% no. It is not legal. It's not constitutional. We started off, as you know, 2 years ago, we were going to shut everything down for 15 days so that we'll flatten the curve. Well, that 15 days has gone into 2 years, and the 2 years now we've found governors across America, wannabe tyrant mayors across America that's given their own edicts, their own executive orders, that's basically destroyed the economy, destroyed the will of the people, destroyed anything that's called self-worth and self-autonomous evaluation of what individual rights are. This article says, we first must take a look at the meaning of the word mandate. Webster's Modern Dictionary states an official order to do something. It also states that one of the meanings is the power to act and give that gives voters their elected leaders. In the case of the vaccine, the latter is more important than the former. Webster's Dictionary, 1828 Dictionary, gives the meaning as, quote, a command, an order, precept, or injunction. From these definitions, it sounds like if the government decrees something that we are required to follow, that command almost no matter what, follow their command no matter what. The problem with that mindset is that is the mindset of a dictator, Stalin, Castro, Chavez, and that ilk, end quote. Americans have forgotten that we are a constitutional republic, and a constitutional republic is a nation ruled by laws, not mandates. During World War II, Germany did medical experiments on Jews, homosexuals, the mentally retarded, and many others. These experiments were done without their consent, and many times they were never informed of what the experiment was. Many of these experiments were very painful and were done without pain medication, injecting chemicals into the eyes while the patient was still awake, exposing them to anthrax, and the list goes on and on. Our final paragraph says, I would hope that by the time we get to a quarter of the way through the 21st century, we would have reached a point where we no longer experiment on human beings. But that does not seem to be the case. In all the research I've done on COVID-19 vaccine, I've learned that all the animals, listen to this carefully, all the animals that were utilized in the testing died not from the vaccine, but from COVID when it was introduced to them by the vaccine. This is according to Dr. Lee Merritt. And the article goes on with quotes and statements in relationship to what we see taking place with the demands of government, the edicts that's given out by totalitarian governmental official, no less than Joe Biden himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time that we stand up and speak up. I think it's time Christians, rather than just giving up, that we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. That's what I'm saying. That's the position that I take. You won't find any place in Scripture where God ordained or authorized silence on the part of Christians and conservatives. That's one of the major mistakes that I see down through the years. Most have believed the lie of the separation of church and state. As a result of that, pastors rarely speak from the pulpits, admonishing the congregation, the listeners, the conservatives, the Christians, those that are patriots, to take a stand for truth, take a stand for what God's Word says, regardless of what government says. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you would like to join in the dialogue and discussion, we're going to have an elongated discussion today, juxtaposed with a number of issues that correlate with what we're finding coming out of the White House today with the Joe Biden, cognitively depleted individual that's a puppet for Barack Hussein Obama, making the edicts and making the demands that everybody participate in that. But I am so thankful, ladies and gentlemen, that today we have some that are taking a stand, not willing to shut up, sit down, and be silent. Ladies and gentlemen, across America today, because of the Biden administration's totalitarian Marxist edicts, we're finding companies that will fire any and all workers that refuse to take the COVID deadly vaccination. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, it's not something you'll find on the Communist Network News, but upward of 1 million people, in fact, last count was about 800,000 in the military. By the way, our military's got 1.3 million, and 800,000 of them are saying no to the vaccination, 800,000. And about 50%, ladies and gentlemen, of the New York City Police Department have said no to the vaccination, taking it. And ladies and gentlemen, across America, the hospitals, many hospitals today are operating at critical level due to the doctors and the nurses that have refused to take the vaccination. And they've been fired, laid off, summarily shown the door, given their pink slips to walk. Some cities, ladies and gentlemen, do not have enough facility workers, that is firemen and police officers. Some cities don't have enough of them to protect the citizen. We're about to watch America plunge into, as Emperor Fauci said several months ago, a dark winter. And that dark winter is going to be the culmination of firing police officers, firing firefighters, firing nurses, firing doctors, and the escalation of prices of gasoline and all products going up, the transportation and distribution being shut down. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we will see a dark winter. But I want to remind you again, the question that I'm asking today, should Christians and conservatives simply give up? The answer to that is no, absolutely, unequivocally no. We need to be heard and we need to be seen. We need to make our voices heard. We need to take a stand. And in a moment, we're going to, right after the top of the hour news, we're going to talk about what Governor DeSantis is doing in the state of Florida to try to remedy that problem in our state. There are a few other states that are doing the same thing. But ladies and gentlemen, there is hope, and our hope is in nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. If we place our faith and trust in anything else, if it's in government or in the work of people, we are absolutely going to be sadly dismayed and disappointed. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have the top of the hour news break. It takes about 1 minute for that news break. Don't turn your dials. Hang in there, and we'll be right back right after the top of the hour news with Let's Face the Issues as we continue on the question today, should Christians and conservatives just give up?
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.